Richard Leslie often covers matters of diversity for Travel Writers Radio, and since her move from Sydney to New York City, she has a greater opportunity to come across these stories, such as the case this week, where she was invited to attend a Black History Month event being celebrated for the first time in New York by a corporate group. Bridget interviews a few of the staff and guests to better understand why it's important to New Yorkers.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
Black History Month is a reminder of Martin Luther King's plea to his fellow Americans to know their worth, to celebrate and honor their accomplishments. Recently, Hendrickson, known for their full-service furniture solutions, honored Black History Month in a first gathering of its kind in New York. We witnessed this momentous occasion and caught up with some of the key figures involved.
My name is Keith Cooper. I am the general manager of Hendrickson, New York.
Yeah. And Keith, this event seems like a huge celebration. Music, lots of people, diverse people in the room, not just African Americans. Why did Hendrickson want to do this year?
Simone and some other reps in our industry decided to put this celebration together. Our industry has a lack of diversity in comparison to New York City measurements, I guess, national measurements. So the architectural and design community could definitely use to grow in diversity and talent. So we thought this would be a nice event.
Why do you think this is different for Hendrickson?
I can't speak for other companies, but I feel like being based in New York City, sometimes diversity happens organically because, you know, we're looking for the right people and, you know, we look outside the norm. So after companies started asking us about diversity, equity, inclusion, after, you know, a lot of the riots when George Floyd was killed, you know, we thought we were a good steward, a good company, and we're like, everyone's like, what's your message? What's your you know, story? So we kind of did some soul searching, and we, you know, worked with a consultant, and we really kind of investigated, and it came down to a few different pillars for us: is investing in our people, investing in the communities that we serve, and developing people.
I also spoke with the vice president of marketing and the business development manager, both of whom were instrumental in bringing this event together.
Tegan Roche Woods, Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Hendrickson.
And you did all of the marketing for this event. What made you get involved in this?
So I think for me, Black History Month is certainly personally important, but I think our organization has been taking purposeful strides to be more inclusive of the different cultures that make up our employee base. And this is just one of many celebrations that we're planning on doing every year. It's really important to celebrate the diversity of thought, culture, backgrounds, everything. This is our first year doing this, and I think taking this and elevating it year after year is really the best measurement of success. And then in addition to that, just sharing this within our organization so people are learning and growing about the different cultures that make up our organization.
So my name is Simone Espinay. I work here at Hendrickson. We're a furniture dealer in New York City. I have got together with six other people on this event, and in our industry, there are not many minorities, and we wanted to celebrate minorities, black and brown, and we wanted to celebrate people. So the whole idea was, when we started doing the list wasn't that long, and we were like, this is so sad, we need to celebrate us. And as you can tell from the invitation, it's called Celebrating Us. We're celebrating our history, our culture. We want to celebrate what's going on in the future for the next generation. And we just want to inspire people, young and old, and, you know, just to move forward as people and just to really support each other.
When I think of the USA and the history of African Americans in particular, it's been a tumultuous journey. What have you seen as the positives before we go to everything else in history?
Yeah. I think with America, you know, we always talk about it's that the land of opportunity. What I think is that people don't know how to take that opportunity. I came here in 1979. We literally had nothing. Four of us living in a one-bedroom apartment. But we worked hard. My brothers and I, we all went to school. We all did successful, and we all did extremely well. And we lived the American dream. And I just wanted people to know you can live the American dream. For me, it's about giving back to the youth and teaching the youth. And it's also about inspiring other people. It's not, even though I'm in sales, it's not about just selling. And if you're going to meet a lot of my clients tonight, and I will tell you, any one of them will tell you the same thing.
What would you say is the biggest hurdles that African Americans still face today?
They face a lot of things. I mean, like somebody said to me the other day, and this really resonated with me, you can, you know, everybody goes through prejudice. You know, I was talking in the car with one of my colleagues coming in this morning. We have an Asian girl and what she went through the pandemic. I have another friend, the Jewish people went through. But we can't change our skin color. It's obvious, it's seen. So you have to deal with that accordingly.
I also caught up with a research administrator from Columbia University and asked her about why she was attending the event.
My name is Martine LaCour. I grew up in New York, predominantly Manhattan, all my life. Black History Month means, A, it's too short, but it's culture. It's everything is rooted with Black history. We're the ones that built this country, and we just don't get enough of our kudos, so to speak. Everything stems from history, and it's a shame that we don't get enough time or recognition for the history. And by DeSantis trying to shun us out and diminish our history, it's not right.
Thank you.
Our correspondent in New York, Bridget Leslie, there reporting on Black History Month celebrations in the city.